Well, John, first of all, I suppose congratulations on your own performance, 1-7, going well in the scoring stakes anyway.
We went well out there today, Tom. Conditions didn't suit before, but all worked out in the end, thank God, and we're final to look forward to now.
Yeah, and suppose your goal in the first half was the big score, you know. Difficult ball in, I'm not sure whether the jigger meant to centre it or was going for a score.
Me and Keelan slipped unsweated, so Jigger just let her fly in, and luckily was there, got on the break and got her in the back of the net, and
yeah.
It was a nice cushion for half-time.
Yeah. Yeah, you needed that because Convoy were putting it up to you at that stage.
Convoy played very well, I thought, how they came here set up, they knew exactly what they're doing. I thought the wet conditions suited them a bit, that it slowed our play down a bit, but they were excellent, but we did need a score before half.
Yeah, because they packed the defence hard to break them down.
They did, and they were very disciplined on it. I felt we gave away a few too many frees. We'll have to work on that next week, but Convoy weren't giving away the frees. So they were very disciplined when they had their ship and they were hard to break down, yeah.
Yeah, what was the feeling? You were 4 up at half time?
The feeling was just don't panic, just keep going. Start the second half 0-0 and we'll be in the final.
Yeah, and got a couple of quick scores in. Oran came on and made a big impression, 2 quick points, but they came back at you again and they came back to 2 at one stage.
No, they kept at us. There was no real pulling away from them. But just on Oran, when Jigger went off, he was a bit tight there at half time, and he'll be in a race against the clock now for next week. But when you have men like Oran to come in off the bench, it's great to have that quality to go on and kick the first score at first half. And
you seem to have a strong squad because, as you mentioned, Peter McLaughlin came on as well.
We do. Peter's living down in Dublin, so he is, and he's just coming back from injury there. But and himself and Bradley, there's plenty of good men there come on.
So it's been an up and down season, really, hasn't it? The league's something to forget about, but the championship, you've been putting up big scores.
I wouldn't say forget about it. I think we've learned a lot from the league. I think it's been a couple of years we've been up and down now, like, and we have to push on, like, but it's been good for young lads coming through, like, and ourselves. We learned a lot from Division 2, and hopefully we can use that going forward in the championship.
Because a lot of people say look at the Buncrana side with Keelan McGonigal and Bruce Waldron and John Campbell and, you know, Oisín O'Flaherty and players like that, Oran Doherty, Jigger Connor, Peter McLaughlin coming on as a sub, like, and they say they shouldn't be down in junior championship, shouldn't be down in Division 3 either.
Definitely not, but that's our mistake from last year that we're out to fix, so we have to do that together, and there's one more hour, and whoever wins the semi-final now, I'm sure he'll put it up to us just as much as the next man next week.